Welcome to your joy journey with Yolanda and Rodney. Today we're going to talk about celebrating your wins. Don't we absolutely love to celebrate ourselves? Well, today I just want to take a moment. Today's not going to be a super long day because I really want to take this moment to ask you to do something. I want you to take a moment and I want you to think about the last time you actually celebrated something you did well. So I am going to tell you a quick story. Yesterday or a few days ago, my son came to me. My son is, how old is my son? He's eight. My son is eight. And he came to me with his spelling test. And I really worked hard with my son, and he does not spell the best. And I was a little bit frustrated, if I'm being honest, about his spelling ability because I am an avid reader. So I read and I write all the time. I wanted my child to have some of these like skills, right? So he comes to me and he says, "Mama, I have something I want to show you." And he shows me an A+ on his spelling test. When he showed me that A+ on his spelling test, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I was so ecstatically happy. What am I saying to you? I celebrated him. He beamed and he was so happy. And I couldn't have bought that smile if I had $1 million. It brought him so much joy. What am I saying to you? I am suggesting to you the same thing. Sometimes we know we worked hard to lose that 2 pounds. I don't care what anybody says. It might only be a half a pound, but you know what you gave up to get to that half a pound loss. You understand what it took to get you to the next point. Don't let anyone take that moment from you. But more than that, I want you to celebrate your wins, no matter how big, no matter how small. With that, I'm turning the mic over to my partner, Rodney.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody. So listening to Yolanda's story made me think about graduation. All through school, from kindergarten, going into the rest of elementary, from elementary into middle school, from middle school into high school, from high school into college, there are graduations. Well, what is another word for graduation? That whole ceremony is also known as a commencement ceremony. What does that mean? It means a new beginning. Do we realize that every single time we celebrate a small win, we give ourselves the permission and the encouragement to keep on going to the next level in our joy journeys? So with that being said, we don't want to just look at celebrating a small win as a waste of time. If we want to be productive, if we want to be efficient, if we want to continue along into more and more success in our day-to-day routines and in our careers and in our personal lives, celebrating the small wins gives us what we need to continue in our joy journeys. Yolanda?
Thank you all so very much for joining us today with Wake Up with Yolanda and Rodney. Please make sure to make today and every day the best day ever. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great one.
Bye, guys.